You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland. You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. Sorry for that technical difficulty. My name is Chelsea, and you're tuned into a new episode of Sadder Star, an emo radio show, here on X-Ray on Monday nights. And today, we are doing the third installment of Prior Star, which is a theme in collaboration with fellow emo freak Omar, featuring early proto emo bands and emo musical influences. There is kind of a lot to include within this theme, and it's also just super interesting to examine the like historical and cultural origins of emo as a whole, which is why now we're on the third installment of Prior Star. This episode is going to showcase some punk, indie rock, crust, and like hardcore, all of which lend influence to the various sounds within emo, ranging from like indie influenced Midwest emo all the way to like very hardcore influenced screamo. And today we're going to start off with a super early track called Prostitution by the band Really Red from Houston, Texas. This track was released in 1981. And the offbeat screaming in this track that you'll hear in a second honestly just sounds like extremely emo for how early this song was released. It's really, really interesting. Yeah, this track is really great. This is Prostitution by Really Red. And again, thanks for tuning in to Sadder Star, Prior Star 3. Here we go.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
Hello, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Saturn Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. This is Prior Star 3, an episode filled with emo influences and proto-emo. And this is in collaboration with emo freak collaborator of Saturn Star, Omar. We just heard a track by a band called Broccoli, who were from the UK, Scotland specifically, started in 1994. And that track was called Short Straw Fate. And they had a pretty big influence on emo from like Europe and the UK. And their sound is adjacent to a lot of like Midwest emo and grunge, which is kind of the part of the playlist we're moving into right now. Before that, you heard some stuff that was like more like punk or like like mid or early 80s like punk stuff, I guess. Soulfish, which you heard before, was from the early 90s, but that band is from pre 400 years. They're from 1992. And that track you heard was called So What, off of their self-titled 7-inch. They are like kind of proto-emo in sound, but were more of a snapshot of like smaller scenes at that time in the early 90s, like making the same kind of evolution in sound as some like first wave emo bands. And also, since they were pre-400 years, you could hear a lot of their instrumentation is kind of similar in their riffs to that band, which is kind of cool. Before that, you heard Fire Party, which were a badass DC punk band featuring all women musicians, and that track was called Drowning Intentions. That was from the late 80s. Then before that, you heard two bands that are related, Swirl Bait, who are from Louisville, Kentucky, and they had members who went on to form the other band you heard, Bastro. And those tracks you heard, Bastro, their track was called Gold Filling, Squirrel Bait was Sun God, that song is so good, and Squirrel Bait was also pre-Slint, who was featured in the very first rendition of this theme of Prior Star. Definitely a strong influence on emo, especially like mid-90s emo. And then before that, you heard a band called No Trend. That track is called Tear You Apart. That song is so good, off of their A Dozen Dead Roses album. And they had really great like dual vocals in that song featuring Lydia Lunch. And they were an 80s punk band from Maryland. Then we started off today's playlist with an early 80s punk band called Really Red with their track Prostitution, released in 1981. So we're kind of transitioning in like sounds grouped together, punk stuff at the beginning, then more like indie rock influenced emo, or like influences on like indie rock kind of emo happening now in the middle of the episode. Later on, we're going to hear more like screamo influences. Coming up next, you're going to hear Modest Mouse with their track Every Penny Fed Car, off of Sad Sappy Sucker, which originally was a tape from 1995. This song is so like comfy to me. I love this song. I love early Modest Mouse, and the early stuff around this era is like super 90s emo. Definitely a strong influence on some like later emo stuff, and then other good stuff coming up next. Thanks so much for tuning in again to Saturn Star.
And it still won't even barely leave your home. So you spilt every last penny into the car. And it still won't take you where you need to go. So you spilt every last penny into the car. And it still won't even barely leave your home. So you spilt every last penny into the car. And it still won't take you anywhere at all.
Fires like weeds.
Hello, you're still tuning in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show, Prior Star 3. You just heard a track called Greedy Bastards by the anarcho-punk band Anti-Schism, who are from South Carolina. They, I think, had a pretty big influence on like the political nature of emo and lyrical content. And we are now moving into more of the like screamo influences for the rest of the episodes. So more like heavier stuff coming up next. The song you heard most recently before Anti-Schism was a British art rock band, Talk Talk. That track was called Runai. That song is very like experimental and meandering and lends a lot of similarities to emo while like not quite being emo, which is interesting. And shows that people who were making like emo or hardcore drew some influence in their music from other genres, weren't just listening to like emotional hardcore in the music that they were making. Before that, you heard In Glory and Wire by C-Clamp off of their Meander and Return album. They're an interesting band because they're from the mid-90s. That was from 1994. They're from Champaign, Illinois, which is where American football were also from. They were an early American football predecessor, playing like very similar music years before they were a band, and had, I don't know, I just think that's interesting. You could really see the influence that band and that scene drew from like earlier bands like Sea Clamp. They were doing that kind of style emo way before their time, way before the American Football like iconic LP was released in 1999. Sea Clamp did it first and did it really, really excellently. And before that, you heard Archers of Loaf. That track was called Fat off of Icky Metal and shows that there's kind of like an undeniable crossbreeding, I think, between like emo and alt rock scenes in the early to mid 90s. A lot of things were happening at the same time and were influencing each other, which is cool. Coming up next, like I said, we are going to play a lot of stuff from like the early to mid 90s that were heavy influences on screamo in its heyday from like, I would say, late 90s to 2000s, and ultimately like still influences on screamo today as it stands. And coming next, you're about to hear a track by Rorschach, who I think are like a highly underrated influence on screamo. This track is called Raw Nerve off of their Protestant LP. More good stuff coming up next. Thanks for tuning in again.
We'll be right back. primera vez.
Hello, we're just about to wrap up this week's episode of Saturn Star, Prior Star 3. You just heard Charles Bronson, iconic power violence band from Illinois, who shared the stage, I think, with many early, like, emo screamo bands. They're from the mid-90s. And that track was called, where is it? The Story of My Life. Before that, you heard Pedestal by Union of Uranus, then Number 8 by Drift, Ignorance of Pride by Dystopia, first time playing Dystopia on Saturn Star, and then Acme with their track Ordinary, and then we started out that block with Raw Nerve by Rorschach, all of which were strong, heavy influences on screamo as it became a genre. I'm going to wrap up today's episode with a couple minutes of a really, really great song. This is Carison by One-Eyed God Prophecy. From their 1996 album. And thanks again to Omar for collabing on this playlist. Thanks for tuning in, and long live emo.